This call is being recorded.
So what we're going to do today is I'm just going to let Archangel Raphael take over. So Archangel Raphael is going to come in. We're going to channel Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael will give us directions on how we're going to do this type of healing. So the first question that comes up before that happens is if you want, there's two types of healings that's going to happen today. For the entire group, gets the opportunity, if you don't have any physical ailments, to get what is called a removal of any blockages to an open heart, because that's what Archangel Raphael is specializes in, is any heart blockages that's keeping you from getting an open heart. So that's one thing. And the next is, if you have any physical ailment that you wish to have healed, you don't have to talk about it on the phone or in person, just give consent, right, the source that you want that to be healed, all right? Okay. And that's it. So I'm going to bring in Archangel Raphael.
Well, just 1 second, Charles, I'm going to ask. People, can you guys hear Charles okay?
Sister Karen.
Sister Karen?
Oh, you have everybody muted.
But Karen. Oh.
Karen, can you hear?
Yes.
Yes,
he sounds good.
All right, wonderful. Thank you
very much. Greetings to you. This is Archangel Raphael.
Greetings.
I bid you a wonderful day. I am the healing angel. I am a servant of our one infinite creator. I am the brother of Archangel Michael, and I'm here to assist this planet on its ascension. I specialize in the green ray. I have a green energy. If you ever see the green energy, you know that I am not far behind. I have legions of angels. They also work with this green ray of healing. As you know, the green ray works primarily out of the heart. And part of ascension is to have an open heart. An open heart where you have no hatred. You have no paranoia. You have no fear. You have no judgment. This is the process of ascension. And today we're going to have a healing. There's two types of healing that will happen today. Today, if you want to consent to it, and you must mentally say, yes, I want this, do you want to have a healing that will open these blockages to your open heart? If you want this, it will be available to you today. So think about this for 1 second. Do you want this?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
This is your free will.
Yeah.
This is your choice. So we will start in a moment, but let me explain what else will happen. If you have any physical ailments that you wish to be healed, my legions, angels, will come and envelope you in the green ray. And those physical ailments will start to heal. The only exceptions with this is that if you have a pre-birth agreement to have that physical ailment, or you have a spiritual karmic reason for having that ailment. These ailments will disappear temporarily, but if they come back, you know that you have a spirit message waiting for you regarding this ailment, or you have a pre-birth agreement regarding this ailment. For example, Charles has a pre-birth agreement not to have his eyes corrected until after he has physical ascension. So that will never get healed, although he has other ailments that have been healed. So understand this, please. The third part of this is going to be healing for children who are before puberty, and healing of any animal. Because of their age and their innocence, the children do not have or are not subject to pre-birth agreements of this type, very rarely. And they do not have any cause and effect spiritual reasons for having any sort of ailment. Also, animals can be healed in this manner also. So what we will do is we will have a second healing visualization for your pre-adolescent child and for your animal. So we will now go into a slight meditation here so that we get you into a nice, calm place, so that we can begin the healing visualization. So what I would like for you to do is take a nice deep breath in and hold it for 2 seconds. And then I want you to just relax and let that air come out of you. We are now going to start relaxing your entire body, starting at your feet. So I want you to take another breath in. And then I want you to feel your feet. Feel your feet relax as you exhale out. Feel the feet relax, the muscles relax in your feet. I want you to breathe in again. Now we're going to focus in on our lower legs. So we want to breathe out in a relaxed manner and feel the muscles and everything in our lower legs relax. Any pain there is released. Breathe in again. Hold it for a second. Now we're going to relax the breath out and relax out our upper legs, our thighs, the muscles. Relax, relax. Breathe in again. Now we're going to go for our groin area, our buttocks, that area. Relax it. Relax any pain, any muscles, any sensations in that area. Now let's go into the mid-trunk area, the stomach area, the area with our digestive organs. Breathe in. Hold it for a second. Breathe out. Relax. Relax that area. Feel comfort, feel any pain melting away from that area. Now let's go to the upper trunk area. Breathe in. Feel your back relax. Breathe out. Your chest relaxing. The muscles relaxing. All tension melting away from these areas. Breathe in again. We're going to now focus on our arms. For a minute with an inhale. Now relax. Relax the muscles in your arms, in your hands, in your wrists, in your forearms. Relax. Feel any pain melt away from that now. Now, many of us have tension in our shoulders and in our neck area. Let's focus there. Breathe in. Now relax. The breath out. Relax your neck, your shoulders. Let any tension melt away. Melt away. Relax it. Now we're going to go to our face. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax the face. Relax all muscles around the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw. Relax. Relax your muscles. Now finally, we're going to do our scalp. Breathe in. Hold it for a second. And relax the breath out. Relax your skull, your muscles, your scalp. Feels good. Feel the tingle. Now we have relaxed our entire body. So now we will begin with this visualization. If you have consented to help of removing any blockages to your heart, I want you now to visualize yourself. Keep your eyes closed and visualize yourself. Visualize up above you. My energy, my green ray energy of Archangel Raphael, coming out, coming down from the ceiling area, coming and enveloping you in a green ball of energy. Feel that as it envelopes you. Feel it as it permeates you inside every cell of your body. This green energy is flooding your body, is flooding your heart. It's saturating you. You look and you feel and you see this energy within you. This is my energy. I am here as a servant of the one infinite creator, and I'm here to help you remove your blockages. Now I want you to visualize coming out of you, coming out of your heart area, black energy. It is coming out of your heart area and it's flowing into the green energy that is outside of your body. It is flowing in. Into the green energy is being pulled out like a poison. This black energy is coming out like black ink into green liquid. Do you see this?
Yes.
It is coming out. Keep it coming out. This is energy that is blocking your heart opening. Let it come out. come out and get pulled into the outer area of the green bubble that surrounds you. Let it pull out and away from you. This is energy that is coming out of you now. It is coming out of you. It is being pulled out. You're pulling this energy out of you now. Do you have more that's coming out? Keep it coming out. Pull out. Ask for it all to be taken out. Bring it out of you. Bring it out. Now imagine also, visualize also that it's coming out of your mind, your head. This energy, this black energy is coming out of your head because it is your thoughts that create these blockages in your heart. Bring out these thoughts. Bring them out. Feel the energy coming out of your scalp. It's coming out. It is coming out. And it is coming out of your head. And it is coming into my green energy. And in this green energy, it is now starting to transmute. It is turning into green energy. Do you see this?
Yeah. Yes.
It is turning into green energy. It is disappearing. It has been rectified and turned back into source energy. This green ray is from source. You feel that?
Yeah. Yes.
Breathe in. Breathe out. And thank our Creator for giving us this special dispensation. Thank you, Creator, for we are all a product of our Creator. We are all one. You and I and the legion of angels that have come in to do this. Now we will continue with this. If you have any aches or pains, any maladies that you wish for it to be healed, you will now visualize it. You're still enveloped in my green energy, the green energy from Source, for I am a servant of Source. Breathe in. Now focus your attention on those areas in your body that you wish to have this energy taken out. Ailments are miscalibrated energy within your body. You have multiple bodies. And we are dealing primarily here with the etheric body. We're pulling out this energy. So imagine those areas that you have ailments. Imagine this black energy being pulled out of it again now. Imagine that. See it. Visualize it. It is happening. Visualize it. If you have a pain in an arm or a shoulder or a neck, visualize that energy coming out. It's coming out. Coming out. And it's being pulled out into the green bubble that surrounds you. And it's being pulled out towards the edge of the green bubble. And as that energy gets pulled out, it is being transmuted into green energy. Do you see this? Keep visualizing it. The more of a melody that you have, the more that you will need to pull this energy out or ask for it to be pulled out. Visualize it being pulled out. You're, of course, being assisted by legions of angels. Their purpose is to help in this manner. All you need is to give consent and to visualize the process, and it shall be done. This is our purpose. This is what gives us joy to serve you. See this energy coming out. You see it coming out? Visualize this. Bring it out. Bring this energy out. Is it still coming? We shall continue. Keep pulling it out. It sometimes takes longer, depending on the malady. If you don't see any more energy coming out, you can relax and just breathe. If you still see this black energy coming out like ink into green liquid, keep it going. Keep visualizing it. Keep bringing it forth. Going, breathe in. Relax out the breath. It's done. As far as we can go. Open your eyes. Do you feel it? Now we have going to the next part of our healing. And we will need to unmute because now we need to know if there are any children or if there are any animals here from any callers or for anybody in this room that you wish to have this visualization to happen. You will wait one moment while the phone lines are getting unmuted. feel this green energy. It is still enveloping you. Do you see it? The room that we are in is enveloped by Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel. And we are enveloping it now with Source. Feel this energy. Feel the blue, the green, the gold, the white. Feel this energy as we are lifted in our vibration. As we wait. Are we ready? We are ready.
Yes.
For anyone on the phone, has any children or animals that wish to be healed?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Okay, I need to know.
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting a number. We've got approximately 15 children.
Eight animals.
Yeah. So this is how this is going to work is now we're going to put you back on mute. Because we are getting feedback. And okay, now we are going to individually visualize the children that we want to have this healing. If you don't have anybody that you want to have this healing, then simply sit back, relax, enjoy the energy, okay? And feel that heart clearing that you just received. So I want you to visualize now the child or the pet, or if you have multiple children, visualize them in your mind's eye, in your third eye. Visualize them there in front of you. Visualize them being enveloped in my energy. This is the energy of Archangel Raphael. Visualize them being enveloped in this green energy, this green glow. It is permeating every cell and fiber of their body. It is saturating everything within their energy field. Visualize this. Visualize now from that area that you know is where their injury or malady is. Visualize this dark energy, this black, inky energy being pulled into the green field. Visualize it now. Breathe in. Relax. Relax the breath out. Continue to visualize that energy from a child or from an animal being pulled out. Pulled out. Keep visualizing this and breathing in a rhythmic manner with the breath in. Hold 1 or 2 seconds. Breath out. Relax. Relax. Visualize that energy coming out. It's being pulled out wherever it needs to go. Wherever it needs to go. And you see that black energy getting transmuted into green energy. It is being transmuted into the green ray. Imagine that. Visualize it. And know that I, Archangel Raphael, and my legions of angels are performing this task now. Continue with it. Continue with it. Do you see that energy coming out? If it has stopped, you can relax. You can let go of the image. Sit back. Enjoy the energy. Breathe in a relaxed manner. If you still see the energy, the black energy coming out, continue visualizing. Continue this. We are working and co-creating together here, you and I and my angels. We are creating this together. You and I are in partnership for healing. You can call upon me at any time to do this visualization for yourself or for others with consent. Should have a cessation now. We are done. Thank you so much for allowing this to take place here with this group. You are the tip of the sword of ascension. It is our honor to serve you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Archangel Raphael, and your angels.
Thank you. Thank you
so much,
Holy
Angel. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your healing.
So much.
Thank you. Thank you.
The empty space being filled with pink now.
Yes. Okay, well, that was a powerful healing. I sure felt it. Wow.
Yeah.
I hope you had a good experience with that on the phone.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
This is an archangel that you can call in at any time for this.
Good to know.
That is all I have. Unless somebody wants to have it. Then if anybody wants to share their experience, please do so. Talk louder.
I couldn't really see the green line.
Every time
I try to visualize the green line, it turns purple.
I can tell you why.
Good.
You have a special, very special connection to Archangel Zadkiel and with Saint Germain. These are the Archangel of the Violet Ray, Archangel Zadkiel. So Zadkiel was with you because you have a personal connection with Archangel Zadkiel. That's the reason why.
Thank you. Great.
Wonderful.
I would like to share.
Yes, please, share.
When you were doing the heart healing, my heart hurt so bad, but I could feel it going out. And then at the very end, I just felt like my heart was a clear champagne color. Thank
Congratulations.
You. Yes.
Yes, I like to share. This is Elizabeth.
Yes.
And I'm just confirming, it's just like yesterday. It did happen to me before on my dream. That an angel, I was somewhere very tall in a building. We were running. It was like a hurricane, taking people, killing people. And we ran to a tall, very, very, very tall building. And as soon as we went there, it was like practically 10 people there. And I ran. Something got in the room, and it was like very scary. I ran to the bathroom and hide, and that thing came to the door and told me, oh, I'm God, but if you want, you can stay there. But just to let you know, I'm God. And then something just told me to get out. I got out, and then he told us to just hold on hands and jump on the window of the building because it looked like it was no door to get out. And then everybody was saying, no, we're not jumping. And I hold on to my sister and jump out of the building. And this building is like taller than World Trade Center. Sorry to give that example. It's like very, very tall. We jump out of the building. And an angel took me, another angel took my sister. And one of different, we went different way. And we were on the air, but the angel put me on her lap. But I don't know. My sister went different way. I think they did the same thing. But I was laying on the angel. Like when they were opening my mouth, getting like black things, black liquid, and it took them forever to do that. And I was like, I mean, it's long, but it was just like when Archangel Raphael was saying it, I was having this. It looked like I was living it again. It was like
having
just
a dream
confirmation. Or... I just having this confirmation over and over.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna share more that we've been talking about before. And I already experienced it. I have it real life or dream about it already.
Yeah, so if you ever need this healing again, just call upon the angel, Archangel Raphael.
Yeah.
Archangel Raphael has thousands upon thousands of angels that work with the green ray, the green energy, just for this reason. They can blanket the entire planet. Every single person on the planet were to do this, the ascension process would be over.
Thank you.
Anybody else would like to share?
I'd like to share. Oh, you first.
Okay. I have this
This is Nancy. I have this warm, it seems like my back is burning right now. It's like right behind my chest and below my lower back.
Yes, that was the energy that was being taken out of that heart. That's the heart opening. So
okay.
You'll find that you will be very happy. And if you were to take a walk now after this call out on the street and just walk around and meet people that you don't know, you're going to feel this love that's going to envelope you and that's going to overcome you, this love that you know that they're part of Source and that you are a part of Source. There will be no fear, no separation. So feel that and hold that. That's what you will feel.
Right.
You are. We are all part of Source. And this black energy that was being taken out is our separation from Source, our separation from each other. That is what was taken out.
It looks like tar.
Yes, it looks like tar, and it looks like it just, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tar, yeah. Thank you.
Randy, you wanted to share something?
Yeah. So it was really interesting. I got a clear message on a couple of dietary changes to maintain the healing.
Oh, share with us, please.
Well, it was really weird. I mean, I got, so I've been having trouble with my shoulder, and when you were asking for the body, you know, what parts of the body, there was some black stuff, but then there was some indication of inflammation, like there was this yellow stuff, like pus or something, in between the joint or something. And so I was looking at that. I was going, wait, it's supposed to be black. And then they said there's two things you need to do. You need to drink distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which he mentioned yesterday. I've known this, but I've ignored it. You need to drink distilled water, and then you need to have a green drink every day. And the one ingredient that was a clear message was wheatgrass. Is that green?
I like wheatgrass.
So wheatgrass and distilled water to reduce the inflammation to maintain the healing.
I have a present for you. I was guided to buy two green drinks today. You remember I brought them in?
Yes.
So I just been told that well, one is for you.
I gotta drink it.
Well, you're gonna like
really
it.
Really not that bad.
I guess that means I'm drinking it too, huh?
Well, you don't have to, but we're having green drinks now. You know, right?
Well, this one's pretty tasty. I've been drinking them for a while. So.
Yeah. No. Is that Bolt House? Was that?
No,
Bolt
that House? Was Naked Juice.
Yeah. My kids drink that all the time.
Yeah.
Then there's another thing that was really weird. The kid healing, you know, when we were doing the kids, there's a distinct, and I don't know if anybody has this child or if this is something in the ether somewhere, but this child just represented itself right in front of me, a cancer victim.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm going to say 4 to 7 years old, maybe, 4 to 7, and no hair, and just as happy as can be. Just a delightful little child. I think it was a female. I'm pretty sure it was female. But that it seemed like that was part of the somebody out there had that child. So
I'm being told now that what we can do is as a service, you can go in and ask various hospitals to have a prayer session.
Yeah.
Because Archangel Raphael is certainly part of the Christian pantheon. And
sure.
You can ask a Christian church or Catholic church that you'd like to go into their sick wards with children. Go with three or more.
Three or more.
People.
And have this prayer, the same prayer visualization, Archangel Raphael. The three magnifies the co-creative aspect of this.
Trinity.
Yes.
We can do it empirically.
Yes. There's many ways of doing this. But this is where you are inviting these archangels, these angels, and when you take your own, when you add your power to them, this is a very potent combination. That was the point of this. Is your power, your co-creation power combined with the divine is incredibly powerful.
It's like when we do the meditations where we go up to the Christ consciousness grid and all the, well, it's all magnified from the shifts and all that.
There's a, yes, there's a saying from Paramahansa Yogananda. You just go 25, you do 25% of the way and the divine takes care of the rest.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And then when you call in somebody like Archangel Raphael, you do 25%, which is that visualization, and you've got the weight of the universe helping you on that, on 75%.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Nancy again. I want to know, what do I do if I want to know who is my design, who is my archangel?
Who's your guardian angel? Usually there are guardian angels. Yours is Archangel Almethyst. Archangel Almethyst is your guardian angel.
What's the name? I'm going to write it down.
Almethyst.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
The green juice that you were guided to purchase, can you share more information on that with us, please?
Sure. It's naked juice. It's called Naked Juice Green Protein, and it has wheatgrass in it and a bunch of other stuff. And the advice here is to meditate and ask. Ask what is unique for you, because everybody is unique. So what's good for one person is not necessarily good for the other person. You do have to ask, meditate, and ask any dietary changes to support my healing, and you'll get answers. If it doesn't come as an image, or if it doesn't come as a thought, the universe will bring it up to you in your face at a grocery store, right? Something will pop out at you. Something's going to fall off the shelf. Trust me on that. So give the intent. Ask, you know, I would love you just say it before meditation, please give me advice on diet to help support my health. And you're going to get something either through the meditation. Don't get discouraged if you don't hear anything, because if they know, they, your guides and helpers and angels, they know when you didn't get the message, and they'll arrange it so that you'll get the message. And when when you go into a grocery store, ask for help. Dear angels, dear guides, your source, show me what I need to get. And somehow you're going to get it.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Can you do that for the animals and children?
Yes, you can do that for your animals and children. You can ask, you know, what will support the healing, my child or my animal?
It is interesting, because when I went to my doggy, Lulu.
Try to talk into the mic.
Okay, when
you're very soft voice.
Yeah.
You're going to have to actually get a mic right
there.
In there.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to share, because I find interesting that for me, I couldn't visualize the green light. But when I went to my dog, Lulu, it was totally green. And I started pulling black stuff, more ether, not exactly tarpy, but ether from his back legs and his ears and his mouth. But for him, it was green.
I will tell you later privately why you don't see green for yourself.
Okay.
So I think also, as human beings, we have a picture of what healing is, and sometimes that's not what it is. So my idea, like, for example, there's the the divine will operating in all of us, and the small will. And the small will doesn't want something maybe that the divine will is overshadowing. So it could be that healing terminates in passing. That's the healing. That animal passes or dimension. So it's not about what we think. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
That's six-dimensional thinking.
Six-dimensional
thinking.
Definitely multidimensional thinking. That's a very high perspective, like a source perspective.
Okay.
You know, there's a saying that when somebody dies on Earth, us, our little egos mourn, but in heaven, they have a party.
Right.
Because
sure.
The soul comes
yeah.
back. So there's a definite difference in perspective there from the divine and from here, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like go with the flow.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
I just wanted to say, you know, I included my two sons in the prayers, and
yes.
I kept getting this voice, is that it? Is that it? Are you sure? Is that it? I felt very emotional. And then I said, okay, all the children
nice.
That were tortured, raped, and killed for sacrifices by the Cabal Network.
Yeah.
Wow.
The big.
Yeah.
He's thinking big.
Yeah.
That's a clue for all of us. We can do
yeah.
this.
It was a scary picture because these children are running towards me. They hug and then they jump into this green box.
Nice.
Thousands of children running towards me, hug, and some of them they just fly, kiss, and then jump into this green ball.
Wow.
They just getting entire body and soul is getting transmuted. And I asked for a number. I got 1.5 million children.
Wow.
That's a
beautiful
way to heal. Trauma and pain and suffering.
So let this be a lesson for us. We can expand our horizons with this.
So there's a cultural thing in America where we think of ourselves. You know, I mean, it's all self-directed. Like, what's our ailment? What's going on with us? You know, And the truth is that what Mahendran just said is going past that cultural idea about self. And one of the things that we have to be very careful of, myself included, believe me, is that thinking about myself. You know, what is in it? We do that automatically because it's a trained, programmed thing in us. But we're so powerful. Like, you know, Marianne Williamson had it right. You know, powerful beyond measure. So we're so powerful, and part of what we need to do is acknowledge the power. It's funny to say it, you know, oh, we're so powerful, but acknowledging it and then using it for the good of all is the magnificent thing that we have on this planet to do, is using our own power to direct that which we want to direct. And it's very important that we acknowledge our past. So a million children, not so big. There's 8 billion of us. Not so big.
That's what I wanted to say. After I'm done with it, they asked for, is that it?
All the children on the planet.
It is just painful. They said there's 2 billion children. You don't want them?
And then when you get done with that, they're going to say, well, go out to the solar system now and the galaxy.
We'll need you on Venus.
But you see, it's not about no end. It's about acknowledge. No, I understand. But you know, I'm really literal, right?
Yes.
So it's about acknowledging who we are as beings. Each being, if you've ever listened to, I don't know if this rings true for anybody, but if you ever listened to what Wilcox says, each being is a universe unto himself,
right.
And that the what we're made of can create another universe. So that's how powerful we are.
Well, I am getting this message that if we have time, and we are willing, we can go back into this meditation, and we can heal those 2 billion children.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you up to it
for that?
Are
yes.
you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Let's bring in
yes.
Archangel.
Yes.
Raphael. Okay. Let's first. Archangel Raphael is here. So we now need to recalibrate ourselves and go back into relaxation mode. So we do have to, again, relax our body. So breathe in deep. Hold it for a second, and we start with our feet. Breathe out, relax those feet, relax, feel the muscles, feel them, relax, relax. Breathe in again. We want to breathe out, relax the calves, the lower legs, the knees, relax them, feel any pain disappearing, any discomfort going away. Breathe in. Now we're going to relax the upper legs, the thighs, quadriceps. Relax. Feel the muscles relax. Now we're going to go into the groin area, the buttocks. Breathe in. Hold it for a second. Relax the breath out. Relax any tightness, any discomfort, any muscle spasms. Relax. Now we're going into the lower trunk area, the abdomen. Breathe in. Relax out. Relax it. Relax your organs in your trunk. Relax your abdomen. Relax your muscles. Relax the lower back. Feel your lower back. Just feel really good and warm. Breathe in. We're going for the chest area, the upper back. Relax the breath out. Relax your back. Feel the muscles in the shoulders. Relax. Feel your chest. Relax. Let's breathe in again. Breathe in. Now we're going for the arms. Breathe out. Feel your wrist, your fingers, your forearms, your upper arms. Relax. Any tension going out. Now we're going for the upper the shoulder and the neck area. Breathe in. This is where we tend to hold tension. Relax. Breathe out. Release all tension in the shoulders and the neck area. Feel your shoulders drop. Breathe in. Now the face and the throat. Breathe out. Feel your throat relax. Your cheeks relax, your jaws relax, your mouth, your nostrils, your eyebrows, your forehead, your ears. One more, breathe in. Scalp area, relax your scalp, feel it. Feel the tingle of the crown energy. Raphael energy is coming in now. I want you to now visualize Earth. Visualize the planet. You're out in space now. You're in near Earth orbit. You can see the entire planet, this beautiful globe. Do you see it?
Yes. Yes.
Breathe in. And just watch, visualize as the entire planet is engulfed in the green ray, the green energy is engulfing it. It is surrounding it. It is saturating it. You see off in outer space, you see a large orb that is me, I, Archangel Raphael. Surrounding it are little pinpoint dots. These surrounding the entire planet. These are my legion of angels. You see this? These green angels?
Yes.
They're surrounding this planet. We have enveloped this planet. Now it is time. Visualize the children on this planet. Visualize them, visualize all animals on this planet. Visualize them and visualize that black energy being pulled out into orbit. Visualize that black energy coming out of this planet, coming out of the children, coming out of the animals, coming out into orbit, coming up against the inside of this green bubble that is surrounding this planet and watch that black, watch it get transmuted into green energy. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Keep going. There is much that needs to be cleared and healed. Bring it out. Pull it out. Pull it out. Visualize it. We are co-creating this together. You, I, Source, the legions of angels of the green ray. We are doing this together. Bring it out. Breathe in. Breathe out. See that energy. See that black energy coming out. If you want to zoom into the surface of the planet and watch this energy coming out of children across the planet. Watch this energy coming out of animals that have been abused throughout this planet. Zoom in. Go from one to the next. Watch that energy go into the sky, into the orbit. Come out back into the orbit. Watch that energy. Watch that black energy being pulled from this planet. Now, you can do this. You have the full weight of Source supporting this. You have Archangel Raphael and legions of angels doing this with you. We are co-creating. We are partners. We are healing. See this energy being pulled out?
Yeah.
Do you see these children getting healed?
Yeah.
Keep it going. There's much to go. We won't be able to get all of it in this go, but we'll get as much as possible. And we are at an end. It can only do so much in one session. We have healed millions and millions. You see that? Go down into the planet now. Go to those children that have been had this energy pulled out. You see them? You see these animals? This is what an open heart feels like. Feel it now within you, in your chest. Do you feel it? This
yes.
is what Christ consciousness is, what you're feeling right now. Remember this time. Remember this heart feeling. This is why we're here. I thank you. And I bless you. I thank our Creator for this opportunity.
Thank you for using that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Releasing this channel now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mandarin, for speaking up.
Yes.
Yes. Sitting on my chest, so I have to.
So we are being invited to do this every time we. So.
Yes.
Awesome. I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, I was guided to bring three crystals into this meditation, and I have the amethyst. I have the citrine and also the rose quartz. Can you give us more information on this?
Rose quartz is there to heal your heart. When you do this meditation again, place the rose quartz on your chest in a prone position. Place the citrine on your right foot, amethyst on your left foot.
Ah.
Heal your energetics. And
beautiful, thank you.
I as we were doing the meditation, I focused in El Salvador and Brazil because of the countless gangs of children.
Right.
I also focused in China and because of the hardship children go through because of their childhood, because of their heart at a very early age. But also in Africa, because of the children that get kidnapped or taken to be guerrilla fighters, as well as the children in the Middle East who are lured by cabal to a very
should everyone please mute your phones? We're getting a lot of feedback now. It's hard to hear.
I felt like we didn't do enough in Africa. We got to go back to Africa. The other ones look pretty green, but Africa.
Okay, well, we'll do Africa next time.
Mm-hmm. Can I share?
Yes, please.
Okay, so long before we finished relaxing the body, I guess I was antsy.
You were what?
Antsy.
She's ready for action.
Yeah, she wanted to go.
Yeah. So what was happening is, for me, was a gold rod was extended. Did you see that? A gold rod was extended to me, the next person. There was these gold rods
cool.
joining us, all in a circle. And then what happened is Raphael was at the top, like a pyramid at the top, and so the gold rods were all connecting us, and then there was this great wave of green energy, and it was like a tidal wave, you know, it just kept rolling, and I was watching it, and I was thinking, wow. So I was watching this, and long before Charles said to go in near orbit, it was already being done, you know. In my vision, it was already being done. And I was watching the planet be just enveloped in this emerald green energy. It was just beautiful. And what I felt was that the faith required to believe that we have healed is incumbent upon us. And that if we feel like we missed something, well, we probably did, but if we put that doubt in there, we transmute the energy to a doubting energy. So I would say that just hold the space for the green energy to heal, not inflict that energy with our own human issues. Does that make sense? Okay. That's all I have.
Yes, it is really good when the idea of this relaxation meditation is to try to blank our minds out so that we are focused in on the visualizations and not thinking about it. Because when I'm doing the channel, I'm not thinking about anything because I'm just, information
right.
is coming in, so I'm a blank slate, I'm a blank mind. The information comes out, I'm just following the instructions.
And the words, it is done, I mean, that's a common thing for the source, for God, for Yeshua, for Buddha, for Krishna to declare. And we have the power to declare that it is done. That's very important here.
Yeah, the power of the word.
I'd like to say something. What we just did, I thought was very true, and I was very able to follow, like you say, the instructions. I wasn't thinking about anything else. My visualization was there. You know what happened.
You had a clear, true.
Yes.
And it is
no doubt.
That's right. I have no doubt that this is
no
happening.
No doubt.
It is so true and it's so real that I even have to negotiate with the farmers because I went straight to the chicken coop.
That's great.
And I, it was black. It was black. And I said,
for
no,
chickens?
No. The chicken's going to go out. And they said, no, we will die. That will kill us. We live out of the chicken. I said, chickens out. The chickens will come in and will lay your eggs inside, but they're going to be out. And they accepted.
She's talking about free-range
chickens. Yeah, free-range
chickens.
Right. Then she
set them free.
Right, and then I move into the pit.
Set them free.
And I did the same thing. They got to be outside. Let them in the sun.
Set them free.
And set them free. And it was a little more hostile, but I move into the couch. I move into the couch, and the couch were a lot happier. Somehow, the cows were a lot happier, and right there I was told to stop. That was enough, because we need other ways of transition.
Right.
Into
that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. But that it is so true. It is so true. It is beautiful.
Anybody on the phone would like to share their visualizations, what they experienced on the last meditation visualization?
Yes, Charles. It's Laura from Australia.
Yes. Hello, Laura.
When I was in the visualization, I saw the whole world surrounded by the angels, holding hands just like one big circle, and this green light was all around them. And the black was just coming off the earth and being absorbed by the green light. It was so emotional. It actually, I shed some tears. It was just wonderful. And I want to take the opportunity to say thank you to both you and James for this wonderful opportunity of sharing. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. I teared up also when I saw the angels. I'm tearing up right now.
Yeah. I haven't stopped. Emotional.
Yes.
So, Laura, thank you so much for bringing Australia into our living room.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
Wonderful for the whole world to be together. It would be wonderful if we could do this more often. It's really wonderful. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. I'd like to add something.
Speak loud into the mic, please.
I would like to add something, please. This is Rita. I see better than I did. Because.
We can't hear.
Yeah, talk a little bit louder, Rita.
Oh, when I see these pictures of around here in the wall. Before we had the ceiling, I couldn't see them. I knew there was something there, but now I see them. Maybe not in complete detail. I think I have a little bit more work to be done. But I did come asking to have a healing of my eyes, like Charles asked me to do. And I don't have anything to read right now in front of me. That's where I really want to see, but I do see better than I did before the healing.
Yay!
I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't want to take any more time.
No,
I have to share that because
it's wonderful.
I'm so happy right now. But I just wish I could have. Well, it's kind of dark in here to read it. And I have to have more work.
I think, well, actually, no. I'm being told that take a walk outside and you'll see a different landscape.
Yeah. And every time you doubt, starts to take it away from you. So you have to believe it and then turn the belief into knowing. It is done. That whole idea.
Yeah.
And
you need to say it is done.
It is done.
And actually, I would suggest after we're done here, we have time before lunch and everything. I would suggest everybody go outside and practice what we did last night as far as the veil, that there is no veil. See out there. See what's really there. Look in the trees and everything. As far as the healings go, just know that it was, that you'd had it. And go in faith, okay? That's so important.
there anybody on the phone who would like to add before we sign off?
Charles, this is Sally from Hawaii.
Hi, Sally.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Yes, we can.
All right. I've been an energy healer for 20 years, and I've been working with special needs. And so the first visualization, I was asking for the autism spectrum and Down syndrome and all the children in the world. And with the second one, when you were ending it, and you said that we would have to leave and we would not be seen any more black, all of a sudden I saw like oil gushers just exploding and just continuing, and all the black and the tar and all of that just leaving.
Yes. Did much of that. When we combine our co-creative visualization with the divine, with archangels, we can move universes.
Yes. And I am so grateful to James and to you. Thank you so much, and for the whole group. This is fantastic.
I want to reiterate here that as the one who serves especially, but all of them always say, you know, when they say we're special, they want us to understand that it's not ourselves that are special necessarily, but us as a group and what we can do as a united front in bringing healing to the planet, in bringing changes, shift in consciousness to the planet, love. Mainly, we are here to anchor the light and share the light in any way that we can. And when we do all these different meditations, we are making a difference. We're making a difference. So you got to make sure you really understand that.
You believe it
is right. That when you're imagining or when you're visualizing, it's real. It's as real as you're walking in a store. I mean, it's as even maybe more real than that, because that's an illusion anyway. So we have to come to understand that.
I'd like to add, along with what James
speak up a little bit, because we can't even hear you here.
I'd like to add, along with what James and the lady from Hawaii, it's been on my thoughts through all of this, is, as we all know, that part of healing is forgiveness. And I'm reminded of Dr. Hugh Lin in Hawaii, who freed all the prisoners from the prisons. And I think that's exceptionally important as well, is to add the forgiveness component. And we might think of all the people who especially haven't been imprisoned wrongfully. There's a lot of forgiveness and healing that can be done there. So might we add that component when we continue to do more healing?
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
Yes.
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 Absolutely.
So I think that the first line of defense on forgiveness is forgiving ourselves. It's very hard to forgive if you're not forgiving yourself.
I would like to add that this healing that you did on your that you co-created and received on your heart has opened your heart. Now it is very important for you to continue that with affirmations such as, I am loving, I forgive and accept myself, I forgive and accept all others that I meet. So if I'm loving, I forgive and accept myself, I forgive and accept all others that I meet. Say this throughout the day, because what happens is your mind is a powerful creator. If you start thinking the negative self-talk again, what's going to happen to your heart opening? It's going to start to close up again. Open. You've got it open right now. If you had tears during any part of this visualization, that means your heart was open. So you want to keep it open, right? Is there anybody out there who doesn't want to keep their heart open?
Charles, may I say something?
Yes, please.
Charles.
Who's this?
This is Peter in Louisiana. With my experience when we did the children was that we were up in space, and then I started seeing black coming in like laser beams from the Earth. And then when I went down, I started seeing like a layer of black surrounding the earth, just unfolding and going up into the green. And so everything was clear. And then what I did was I pulled all the, I didn't do it, but all the green came and filled in all the children and all the animals, because I don't think that we were guided to do that. And I just saw them being luminous. So there is a, you know, I have a medical background, and I'm not into science or anything like that, but they did do a project where they took 150 cancer survivors. It was at a college somewhere, like the university or something. Anyway, they took 150 cancer survivors, and they gave them a 300-point test, and these are survivors. And the one question that they asked pretty much 95% across the board was, what were you doing while you were healing? And they said, I was praying for others. So that, and this has been paralleled in much of my shamanic training. When you pray for another, when you pray for yourself, it's like a laser beam of light coming into your head. When you pray for family members, that laser beam gets bigger and bigger. And when you pray for like a big group, it becomes a column of light. So your healing is expedited and exponentiated and potentiated, or however you want to refer to it. On another note, I had a brain tumor in 1998, and I shouldn't be around right now, actually. But unknowingly, what I did was I started breathing in white light in my crown and third eye, and breathing out like black tar, just like we just did. And so I would see that white light swirling in my brain, and then I would breathe out. And I didn't even want visitors in the hospital after I had a craniotomy. I didn't even want visitors. I didn't want to be bothered. Of course, I had a lot of visitors. Anyway, so that was just an intuitive thing that I guess I picked up, and I guess I was guided to do that by the angels. So that's about it.
Thank you very much. This entire visualization was guided by Archangel Raphael. So, and you can see that it is real. It does work. And we'll be doing more in the future.
Awesome.
Can I share something? Hello?
Somebody's out in the area.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Some interference there. This is Karen. Can I share something?
Yes, please.
During the last meditation, I saw so much of the green and the angels. The amount of angels was just incredible. And about halfway through, my attention went, I'm not sure if it was in this country or somewhere on the planet. And I didn't really want to look because it looked bad, just some kind of a situation with like a large compound and animals being, I don't know if they're used for science, experiments, or abused, but I saw so many angels going in and lifting out some of these animals that were trying to pass. And then when the meditation was over, it was just, it's kind of disturbing, so my awareness kind of just stayed on this one spot. And then I saw, like, SWAT teams or animal control, humane society, I don't know, but I saw this big group just coming in and raiding the place and getting the animals out of there. So that was nice to see. So thank you for that meditation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello? Who's this?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
We hear you.
Yes,
who are you?
This is Lorelei. I keep getting muted. thank you. I just wanted to share, this is really, really amazing for me, particularly meaningful because I actually was one of those children. My assumption is it was somehow related to the cabal because of what they did was pretty much along the lines of what happened to children through the cabal. So, wow, you know, to do this was like, you know, just a deeper level. You know, there's been so much healing and just a deeper, deeper level of, you know, healing. It's like, oh my goodness. It's like my spirit just, you know, reaching out to these little individuals. And it's really why I do what I do. And I do feel that our highest level, I mean, it's very, very important to do for others, but our highest, most holy level of healing is to do with ourself, because we can't do it for anybody else if we're not there. And what was the other thing I was going to say? So thank you all for being participating in this, for those individuals. And because I do what I do because the adults need to be healed in order for the children to be safe.
Yes.
That's really what it is for me. So thank you all for being there, for being my brothers and sisters in light, for doing this, and, you know, bringing it forward on the planet. That's it.
Thank you for being with us, Lorelei.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I wasn't going to say anything, but I was just sitting here, you know, saying, thank you, God, I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm happy, you know. And I saw my lungs dancing.
You
it was the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
You got some great
vision. I have a great
dancing lungs, huh?
So you want to repeat that? You want to repeat? I'm hearing that you need to repeat this every day so that any thoughts to the contrary are crowded out with the thought of I'm healed. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
And don't ask for other people's opinions that don't share the same
view. Oh, exactly.
That will,
or listen.
Yeah, that will lose our thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Charles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Charles, this is Sally O'Brien again in Hawaii, and I would like to share the Ho'oponopono senses.
Oh, yes, please. Share with us. And this will be the end for our session. We'll end it with, on a high note, Ho'oponopono.
I'm sorry. Period. Please forgive me. Period. I love you. Period. Thank you. Period.
Source would like to add something.
Ho'oponopono.
Source would like to add a suggestion regarding Ho'oponopono, is that if you have had a difficult relationship with someone that you no longer talk to, that you can visualize this person and you can use Ho'oponopono, and at a soul level, they will take that. Balance the karma out.
Mahalo Nui Loa. Thank you very much for allowing me to be able to speak and to share my truth.
Thank you. We are all one, and we will end this call now.
Thank
you.
So it is.
And so it is.